We're joined by Adam Lind, who leads the team in on-base percentage and of whom Munenori Kawasaki seems to be a huge fan. Munenori stretching right in front of you, and he really seems to have really lit this place up since he got here.
Yeah, he's been fun, gave us a different type of energy that I don't think anyone's ever experienced before, being that he's Japanese, and he just speaks whenever he wants in whatever language he wants, English, Spanish, Japanese, and it's fun to have him around.
Let's talk a little bit about last night. Hiroki Kuroda really shut you guys down. There were only maybe four balls hit hard. You had one of them that Vernon Wells ran down in the left field corner. And this guy's done this to you three times. He's got a whip under one. He's having a great year overall, but he really seems to have your number.
Tough to explain. He's a good pitcher that knows how to get people out. Has a lot of variety with five different pitches and locates well, keeps it down, and he's just one of the best pitchers on the Yankees team. That probably means you're pretty good.
Definitely, and he gets the third straight Friday night shutout against the Blue Jays, which is a weird thing. You guys are 1-6 on Fridays. I don't know what that means. A 500 team the rest of the time, but in between the last two losses, four straight wins, everybody was hitting, and things really over the last 2 weeks have started to feel a lot different around this team.
Well, we're trying to creep back to 500. I think that's our goal, is get to 500, and then hopefully that coincides with Jose Reyes coming back, and maybe Josh Johnson will come back around that time as well, and then hopefully we can just slingshot that energy into July, August, September.
And that's the thing. I mean, you got to get back to 500 before you do anything else. But if you get back to 500 by July 1st, there's still lots of season left, and you're not in that terrible a position.
Well, you know, baseball, there's so many games. You can make up a lot of ground, especially in your division, because you play each other so many times. And, I think we're in a tough part of our schedule. And hopefully, you know, throughout the middle of the summer, especially, we'll get into some lesser opponents, hopefully, and we can beat up on them and really catch back up in the win column.
With Adam Lind, you've had an on-base above 400 most of the last couple of weeks, been around 390, 405, hanging out around there. It's different because the last couple of years haven't been a guy who's walked a lot, and now you're walking a lot, you're not striking out, and the power's starting to come too with three homers in the last week.
Yeah, I don't really know how to explain it. I just hope it continues, and you know, I'm going to ride this wave as long as I can. And because people who've watched the Blue Jays know I'm very, when I'm hot, I'm hot, and when I'm cold, it's sub-zero. But hopefully I can keep this up.
All right, before we let you go, I've got to ask you, Melky Cabrera's got two bad legs. We've watched him hobble around. You came up as a left fielder. You've been a first baseman DH for the last few years. If they asked, would you want to go back out there?
Well, I'm going to do whatever I can to help this team win games. I don't think anyone would ever tell the manager I'm not going to do it, let's be honest. But I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And if that's me in left field, then I'll hang out there with the boys.
Would you go to Gibby and say, hey, you know what, keep this in mind?
No, I'm not going to tell the manager how to manage. I'll let them make decisions, and then I'll go from there.
All right, Adam, it's been a blast watching you and this team start to get better over the next couple of weeks. We're hoping to see it continue, maybe even starting today. Thanks a lot for this.
Yep.